The vote at the United Nations was 141-7 with 32 abstentions. Foreign ministers and diplomats from dozens of countries spoke during the 2 days of debate. Most, like Poland's foreign minister, urged support for the resolution that called on Russia to end hostilities in Ukraine and withdraw its forces.
Russia must immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw its forces from the territory of Ukraine.
The seven countries voting no were Russia, Syria, Belarus, Mali, Nicaragua, North Korea, and Eritrea. China and major countries of the global south, like India and South Africa, abstained. They called for diplomacy to end the war. Here's India's representative.
We will always call for dialogue and diplomacy as the only viable way out. While we take note of the stated objectives of today's resolution, given its inherent limitations in reaching our desired goal of securing lasting peace, we are constrained to abstain.
South Africa's representative also called for diplomacy and criticized the flow of weapons to the conflict.
Today, we consider yet another resolution on the war in Ukraine, which comes amidst an influx of arms to the region, perpetuating greater acts of violence and increased human suffering. This, together with the threat of nuclear war, makes peace seem less attainable.
Without offering details, China's deputy UN ambassador said his nation would be offering peace proposals. Like South Africa, he criticized the West arming Ukraine, saying adding fuel to the fire will only exacerbate tensions. Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, clapped back.
Some of you who said that by arming Ukraine, we are adding fuel to the fire. We did not want this war. We did not choose this war. We too would much rather focus every bit of our energy and also of our money on fixing our schools, on fighting climate crisis, on strengthening social justice. But the truth is, if Russia stops fighting, this war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
China is expected to issue its proposals on how to end the war in Ukraine in a document that may come as early as Friday. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.